There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Tamiflu has side effects.
Hallucinating. Suicide.
Delirium. Good Lord.
So it's Tamiflu or just suffer with the symptoms.
Ooh, that's brilliant.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hell no. TMO.
Anti-labeling advocates spent $70 million to defeat ballot initiatives.
Why? Because it says it would hurt sales.
No.
Shut up and eat your mutant chili.
Robert Scott Bell.
Cancer cases keep rising, and it's all down to plain bad luck.
You have been lucky. Well, do you, punk?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, this hour, Rock of the Health World from Autism One. Again, the healing gifts keep on giving, and this time the legal healing gifts, because Alan Phillips is back on the Robert Scott Bell Show, bringing the power to say no to vaccines in a legal way. Back to you, my friend Alan. Welcome.
It is a real pleasure to be here with you, Robert. And I just want to let your listeners know, I saw your presentation earlier today, and it was incredible. So I really encourage folks to, when you can get copies of the presentations, if they weren't able to be here in person, they definitely get
yours. You were the guy out in the audience yelling, get your clothes on, Robert. Get your, no, not like that. No.
Yeah, and you did it so well.
Yeah, well, thank you. No, it was great to have you in the audience. So we were talking here at Autism One about innovative ways to accelerate recovery of integrity, of the intestinal lining, the gut healing. And, you know, to live up to my passion for bringing that power to heal back to, you know, disparate communities. And in this community, it's as desperately needed as ever to get simple things that they can put into play and practice, because so many are suffering economically. They can't even reach out to a doctor if they knew the doctor and they wanted that doctor in some way. So I don't want to limit it to just the elite to access this information. I want everybody to have it.
Yeah, and I think that was a really important part of your presentation, because I've heard stories of mothers who've just given up because there's just no way they can access the things that they've become aware of. So it was just so heartening to hear you saying, here are some things you can do that have actually worked and would be affordable even to low-income people. So
yeah, beautiful. Well, really, again, thanks for being here. In this regard, I want to carry on with our discussion of things that you've been covering for a long time, and that is the ability of families, parents, to say, we don't want these vaccines for our children, whether it be one or whether it be all of them, and in a way that would actually work. I mean, I've certainly talked about the radical methods of removal from these things and extricating yourself, but there are ways that you can work within a system, and you've successfully helped families and parents to do this, and you were here at Autism One. That's one of the things you were talking about.
Absolutely, and the first thing I want to clarify, Robert, is obviously the vaccine issue is fundamentally, first and foremost, the scientific issue. Are the vaccines safe? Are they effective? Are they necessary? Are there alternatives? Those are just really key and fundamentally medical scientific questions. But all of this, in terms of how it interacts with us in our day-to-day lives, sits in a legal context. And it's the law that says who has to get a vaccine and when, and who can say no and how or why. And these laws are changing rapidly. This California measles scam has been used to accelerate legislation in states all around the country. Mm-hmm. The federal government does not have authority to mandate vaccines directly for state residents. So for most of us, most of the time, we're looking at state laws. And the National Vaccine Information Center has said recently that there are over 110 vaccine bills in over 36 states. This is an enormously active legislative arena
nationally. Well, they're applying a kind of a full court press on this, and I've speculated that it is because many people are becoming aware due to the injuries that are happening to more and more children that somebody knows, right? If it's not yours, it's somebody else's, and the questions are being asked. And if your economic viability depends upon a particular product or product line or category, vaccines, and the awareness of their danger becomes something that could impact that future revenue stream. Look, we're talking about artificial creations of the state, these corporations, many of them multinational. They have no allegiance to any nation or state, least of all the people that have no liability should they injure or kill. There are so many layers of problems, even in a legal context, that you almost go, where do we begin? And now we're at the point of going, you mean we've got to just fight to be able to say no?
Yeah, and as you're aware, Robert, the federal, the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, over the life of that program, they've been paying out money every year for about 25 years now. They've paid out over $3.1 billion, and the last 5 years, it's been over $220 million a year. Average, and that's twice the average annual payout over the life of the program. So it's gotten worse, probably in large part because there have been so many more flu vaccines administered, because now flu vaccines account for probably more than half
of the adverse
of these payouts.
Yeah.
But there's something we've got to understand here. You mentioned there's corruption at all different levels and layers, and even the World Health Organization admitted that on their website. I saw this back in 2009. They say that their corruption is throughout, and the phrase they used was medicines chain, everywhere from research and development all the way to distribution and sales and so forth. So the whole system, while I'm sure there are good people everywhere and throughout healthcare and throughout the healthcare system, but there is also corruption throughout the whole system. And that is slowly but steadily becoming increasingly recognized. But there's an aspect of it I'd like to point out to you here. We have the pharmaceutical industry is now the biggest defrauder under the Federal False Claim Act. And over a five-year period, they had to pay back $19.2 billion because of attempts to defraud the federal government. And there have been individual criminal fines as high as $1 billion. And criminal fines in the hundreds of millions are actually pretty common. And it's really interesting. Someone explained it to me like this. You know, $1 billion, that's an order of magnitude that I can't really wrap my mind around. But somebody explained it, I thought, in a really interesting and insightful way. They say, when you become a millionaire, and maybe today's world multimillionaire, you can buy the houses, the planes, the trips, the cars. You know, you get to play.
Mm-hmm.
When you become a billionaire, that's an entirely different order of magnitude. And that's the level where you start controlling populations. Mm-hmm. The world is your chessboard. And, you know, there are actually a few hundred billionaires on the planet, but information I've heard suggests that 95% of the world's wealth is concentrated in a very small number of, you know, families and people.
And they've utilized these artificial constructs, these corporations. They've utilized then the corporation's profitability to own and control governments, people within governments, even dictator-type governments, the ability to own and control via this. And so you have a supranational control that goes beyond any state or federal constitution of any nation on the planet via this. That's why I say this multinational corporations, and I say they have no allegiance to any nation or state. Their allegiance is to how do we make money. And I'm not against the average folks making money. We know we need to utilize it, but we don't do that in deceit and defraud and you know, in harm and without liability. This is a unique thing. I don't know if in history it's like the king could do this. The king could do whatever he wanted, right, without liability.
Right.
But now these corporations are operating as if they're kings and queens and emperors.
Right. And the way I say the same thing is they operate outside of political and legal boundaries. And they don't need any more money because they have more money than you can need to buy anything there is to buy. But they can use that power and control to manipulate others who aren't yet in that position and would like to have more money, you know, cater to people's greed and so forth.
Right.
It's a top-down structure, though, and in terms of numbers of people, it's a relatively small number of people. So I think the ultimate solution here is a grassroots movement from the ground up, because when the generals, and I'm using this word metaphorically, when the generals are giving orders, they only have control as long as people are following the orders.
Yes.
And So I think the fundamental issue here is to put a spotlight on the corruption and keep it there until it is widely seen, widely recognized, widely understood. Because even bad people will do good things if there's a spotlight on them most of the time. You know, if they have a severe mental condition that prevents them from doing the right thing, nothing you do is going to fix that. But a lot of this is people who know they're doing something wrong and they're doing it anyway for whatever their agenda is, money or whatever. But you put a spotlight on and, you know, they'll straighten up. Well, we need to go beyond spotlight.
Sure,
we need to find a little cage for some of these people. It's
called
jail.
That would be almost too kind, I understand.
Yes,
we tolerate, we put up with things that, going back into the history, the origins of the organic American Republic, if I can call it that, they would hang for treason the things that are going on today. And I don't mean to, I'm not inciting it. I'm just saying, historically, the things we put up with are well beyond what King George was doing when we declared independence.
Right, right. Well, let me bring up another thought here just to sort of put it out there on the table for people to think about, because this really goes against the grain, but it might turn out to be a really critical piece of information or idea. And the idea is that we may need to grant amnesty to these people in order to get them to come out or to speak out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to try to go any further than just bringing up the idea for people's consideration, and it pains me to say so, because, and I don't even have damaged children like so many of the people at the
right.
conference here,
yeah.
but I am angry. I am very angry, and I have to deal with my anger on a day-to-day basis. The deeper the deeper I dig, the messier this gets, and that's the same for anybody else. And there are layers behind layers behind layers, and each time I find the next layer, it's like, I can't believe it's even worse than I thought. And a normal response to a person who has a conscience is to be angry, you know. So we want to see people held accountable, and hopefully some of that will happen. But at the end of the day, if granting all the offenders amnesty would bring this nonsense to a halt tomorrow, then today I would give them the amnesty, because what we have to think of first is
right.
the people who are being damaged and killed.
Well, they'll be, in my opinion, judged on another level
right.
somewhere else.
Right.
And if the idea is, all right, let them scurry like rats, get out of here, we don't even want to see you anymore, I'd be for that. Get them out. Let them go, because again, there's justice beyond this world. But I recognize for the parents, I'm not speaking for all of the parents here of injured children.
Right, right.
You know, they want to take those people and string them up, and again, justifiably so.
Well, and that could be a necessary part of their healing process. And so I'm not putting this on the table as an assertion that it should happen or how
sure.
or when, but I'm just bringing it up as something that I think needs to be part of the conversation.
They often do this in with dictators when they're about to be deposed. The countries that come in, like America sometimes, it says, all right, you can go to this country, we'll leave you alone, but get out. Don't fight anymore, right? And that's, so there's precedent for that concept, and
right.
they have to live and put up with that, whatever they've done another day. Listen, we got to take a break. Here we're talking with Alan Phillips this hour. It's a tremendous, tremendous amount of information. You'll get ready to take some notes, because we will get into the legal machinations for those of you who really are struggling to say no, to opt out, to withdraw your consent. Are there ways that we need to know about that may be counterintuitive even, let's say a little more nuanced than grabbing the old pitchforks, all right? So stick around here. Go to robertscottbell.com. We've got links up in the show notes, and we'll tell you how to listen to Alan Phillips even beyond this show as well when we come back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we've got Alan Phillips. Before we continue, Alan, let everybody know how they can hear you beyond this kind of interview occasionally when you come on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, I have a regular radio show of my own on Monday nights. It's live on blogtalkradio.com, The Vaccine Agenda. Now, I was doing a show until very recently called the Know Your Rights Hour, and what I've done actually is combine a couple of different shows. So doing one weekly show called The Vaccine Agenda, formerly the Know Your Rights Hour, and that's Monday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 6 p.m. Pacific Time.
So right, perfect time, Monday nights, right after you're done listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show at 9. We're done. Pick up Alan Phillips at Blog Talk Radio and listen to The Vaccine Agenda. I know we've gone afield, probably far afield maybe from where you were thinking we'd talk, but I love to be able to talk to you about these things, and I think they're great teaching moments to get your insight and your experience in that regard. And I know you're also very grounded in practicality. the rudimentary knowledge that is also important, as you talk about. And I don't want to leave this hour. I mean, we've got some time left, but that you wouldn't have opportunities to share some of those. So I want to open it up for your direction at this moment.
Sure. Well, thinking about vaccines legally, with respect to the work that I do, and my work is focused on exemptions and waivers. You know, there are about 140 or so attorneys in the country who handle vaccine injury and death cases, and maybe roughly 50 or so for whom it's a primary or the only sole focus of what they do. And sadly, this is a growing legal niche. Sadly that we need it. It's wonderful that the attorneys are stepping up and doing it, but it's a growing legal niche. But there's only one attorney in the country whose practice is focused solely on exemptions and waivers, and that's me. And I work with clients all over the country. I advise clients, attorneys, legislators, activists. I've been involved legislatively for years with people around the country, mostly state bills, but particularly this last fall, as we've seen this surge of legislation introduced all over the country, and some of the key pieces is bills seeking to either restrict or eliminate altogether the non-medical vaccine exemptions for school and daycare enrollment. But we need to understand, just as a real quick broad overview or introduction to vaccine exemptions and waivers, vaccines are required in many, many different areas and increasing areas and situations in the U.S. So they're required in almost every state at birth, the hepatitis B vaccine. And, of course, they're required for school and daycare enrollment everywhere, college enrollment. They are increasingly required as a condition of employment. And what we're seeing in the last very few years, that has been primarily focused on healthcare workers and hospital employees having to get flu shots. But this is just one step in an unfolding agenda. As you probably know, Robert, there are literally hundreds of vaccines in development. And when the industry has no liability for the death or disability caused, there's this wide open door for them to cram as many vaccines down our throats as they can possibly figure out a way to do.
You think of the term cash cow, I think of the term cash planet. The cow is not enough. The play want the entire planet.
There is no cow big enough for this one. Yeah, and it's really insidious when you think about it, because it's not merely that the vaccine industry itself is a multi-billion dollar international industry growing at a rate of about 10 to 12% last I heard, and projected to continue doing that for some years into the future, but that these vaccines, as you well know, Robert, and probably most of your show listeners, are causing a wide variety of different kinds of chronic disease. And every one of these children who become adults and have these chronic conditions is another potential lifelong customer for the same industry that caused the problem
in the first place. For me to say, Alan, like I have for many years, that vaccines are the gateway medical intervention leading to a lifelong dependency on their products, drugs, is not an exaggeration.
That's beautifully and concisely stated. Thank you.
All right. Well, thanks for that confirmation. I was wondering about that.
No, it's exactly what I see. So they're required increasingly for employees, but we're going to see it jump out of the healthcare world into the rest of the country. And this is not a psychic prediction on my part. This is spelled out in the Department of Health and Human Services Healthy People 2020 Initiative.
Oh, right. Yes.
Among other places. You know, the CDC has had a stated agenda for years to revaccinate all adults with all the childhood infectious diseases. Because with all these, you know, outbreaks we're having and deaths all over the country from the childhood infectious diseases in the adult population, I think that would be zero, just to make people understand.
Yeah, I think that'd be zero, yeah.
Just in case anybody didn't catch the sarcasm there, there's clearly a compelling need to revaccinate adults with all these diseases.
Well, the agenda is fairly clear. It's daunting, maybe even intimidating for you listening. Can we beat this back? Can we do it nonviolently? Can we withdraw consent? What is the procedure? What are the steps? Alan Phillips is with us this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We've got it linked up in the show notes there at robertscottbell.com. Stick around. More from Autism One, where the gift of healing is just keeping on giving. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past 2 years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Rock
in the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, some of you might be saying we're painting a pretty nasty and intimidating and scary picture. I think we're just relating what needs to be related. Alan Phillips is here to talk about some ways out of this mess. I like the spiritual concept of withdrawing consent and how it then manifests into all the lower worlds and bodies as a starting point. But how does that play out when you say withdrawing consent, you know, in the many pathways that you have to interact on the legal channels, which seem to be subjugating the people to government as opposed to the origination of again, the organic American Republic, where the people were the sovereign and the government was the servant. It's kind of up around, turned upside down right now.
Yeah, well, there's a certain subset of the human population who, when they realize they're within reach of the cookie jar, they're going to grab the cookies, whether they're supposed to or not, and that's about as benign a metaphor as I could think of for something that is anything but benign. But we have to recognize, you know, to put it a little more scientifically, there is a certain percentage of the population who, for whatever reason, genetically, vaccine damage, or whatever, who are psychopathic. And when I say psychopath, I'm not talking about the serial killer who can also be one form of psychopath, but people who literally do not have a conscience. They have no ability to express compassion, or if they do, they're capable of suppressing it. And what it boils down to in day-to-day world is there are people who are capable of making decisions that impact others negatively, but they personally are not affected by that. They have no remorse, no conscience
right.
about it. And some of these people are intelligent people who get into decision-making positions in government and industry. In fact, there's a disproportionately high percentage of them there. Ironically, they can move up the ladder faster than the rest of us because they'll do things that you or I wouldn't do.
Wouldn't do. Another term that you hear used, sociopaths.
Sociopaths, yes. Same
and, kind of they have no conscience. And, yes, they're willing to walk over you, do horrible things. That I think why good people, nice people tend to be at disadvantage
yep.
is they can't conceive of people like that because they're not like that.
Well, one of the reasons they can get away with what they're doing is because we are all our own first point of reference for the rest of humanity. I wouldn't do that. Nobody would do that. You know, that's a huge block to a lot of us seeing what's really going on in the world. So I say to that, no, you wouldn't do it, I wouldn't do it, but they would and they are, and
yeah.
because some people do. But let me reel it back into the rights thing here on vaccines. You know, there's really sort of two fundamental issues when you think about vaccines and the law. The first question is, what are your rights right now? And if you're in a situation where you're being required to get a vaccine and you want to know how you can get out of that, then you need to figure out what your rights are right now. And you've got, you know, an issue on your plate to deal with. But once you've handled that, or if you don't have that issue, you know, in front of you at the moment, then the larger question is, once you figure out what your rights are and you realize how limited they are, what do we do to change that? How do we get the rights that we want to have? And this is primarily something that plays out in the legislative process and primarily, again, at the state level.
Mm-hmm.
So every state has its own legislative process, and it's a different one state to state.
Yeah.
And again, as I said earlier, the fundamental issue here is the science. But we've got to think beyond. We have to educate ourselves about the science. We have to educate ourselves about the politics and the corruption and so forth. But in the legislative arena, we have to think strategically. What's going to be effective? Because what it is you're looking for from the legislature is one of two things. Either a vote for or against a bill, depending on whether the bill is for vaccine freedom of choice in some way or trying to restrict or take away our rights. Or how do you get a bill introduced in the first place if you want to create a law or amend the law to get the rights that you think we should have that we don't have currently? I don't think there's any one-size-fits-all, but I want to offer some suggestions because I think there's a few key points that are really critical. Now, I'm somewhat of a novice in terms of legislative activist, but I have talked and worked with a lot of people who are seasoned experts. And so the first point I want to say is they all say essentially the same thing. And it amounts to this idea of know your audience. When you're talking to or communicating with a legislator, you have to understand that these people are dealing sometimes with hundreds of bills. They don't have time to read books, watch videos, read the medical studies, you know, all the things we would like them to know to bring them up to speed on this issue. It's I can't say no legislator ever will do that. I met one in Texas a couple weeks ago who had gone out and watched the videos and so forth. So it can happen, but the majority of them are not going to have the time or interest, just as a purely practical matter. Mm. So what does it take to get a legislator's vote? Well, the other thing we need to consider is that most of us in the alternative vaccine arena didn't get here very quickly. We spent a number of years getting to wherever it is we are, and you're not going to bring a legislator fully up to speed on the vaccine issue in a 15-minute or even a three-hour discussion. It's just not going
to
happen.
Yeah. Well, I think what you're urging folks to do, and I agree, is to remember how you got here.
Exactly.
Because if you forget that, you will frustrate yourself in your efforts to do something that is worthwhile, good, and necessary. And we want you to be efficient and effective in that kind of movement of consciousness, changing of the viewpoints of those who have that impact on society.
That's exactly it, Robert. It's not enough to have the information, even though that's a critical first step. We have to go a step further and say, how do we apply that in the most effective way? And again, the answer can vary from person to person and legislator to legislator, but there's, again, a few key points I think are important. So, generally speaking, the best starting point is a bullet point list of facts. Not an explanation with a conclusion at the end. You start with the conclusion. This is what you want the legislator to know. And I hesitate to put any sort of hard limit on it, but I put together a one-page bullet point list. It has 12 facts. I even wonder if that's too many. But I wouldn't go any further than that most of the time. Now, you give facts. You don't give things that are your opinion. You give solid facts. And as much as possible, the mainstream reference source irrefutable fact. I'll use a particular example here since we're at Autism One. You know, a lot of people say, don't bring up autism with a legislator. It's a hot button point. It's all been disproved.
Down.
They shut down or whatever. And that's a really practical point. I say don't bring it up actually for, I agree with that, but even add another reason. Yes, there are, as I learned just a little while ago, 187 studies around the world that show connections between vaccine and autism. There's a tremendous amount of literature. But there are also studies that conclude there isn't. My point is that not to suggest that that's not a critical issue, and I'm certainly not suggesting that vaccines don't cause autism, but again, I'm thinking strategically in communicating with legislators. I'm not going to raise that issue because I'm in the minority, I'm in an alternative vaccine view, and the mainstream medical doctor is going to come in, and he's got the majority of doctors agreeing with him, and he's going to say, oh, the vaccines don't cause autism. So I'm going to look for a different point. And let me sidestep or backstep just a little bit here. You know, I said you're not going to be able to bring your legislator up to speed, and the good news is you don't have to convert them to anti-vaccine. You don't have to bring them up to speed. Robert, you and I and everyone else, most everyone else, who is clear about the problem with vaccines or problems with vaccines, got there because we figured it out for ourselves. That door has to open from the inside. And yeah. I have discovered, and probably most of us in this arena, that the more information you throw at someone, the harder the door slams shut.
Yeah.
So we got to think in a little bit different way. How can you interact with someone that you're inviting them to open the door and peek out? And the reason I say it like that is we're asking them to come to a very uncomfortable place. And it's an unusual person who can jump all at once into that arena.
Right.
If the anti-vaccine people are right, most doctors don't know what they're doing when it comes to vaccines. The state and federal health agency execs or directors or whomever, the top people there, are lying to us. And the people in the pharmaceutical industry are knowingly profiting by unnecessarily injuring and killing innocent children and now increasingly adults.
I think it's safe to say that there are some people that know, but the vast majority don't know and really believe they are doing good. And this is where they become reactionary to our perspective on vaccines if we're not for them. Now, I find it interesting that many of the research scientists that I find to have intellectual integrity, they may be for vaccination. In fact, they're more often than not for it. But they are not reluctant at all to reveal the findings that show there are problems, there are injuries, there are real issues that have to be addressed that cannot be refuted. So they don't have to be on our side in terms of if we've assessed and assumed and come to the conclusion vaccines are not good for us or our kids, we don't have to have them agree with our perspective. That's an important point, I think, what you're bringing up, because they can still be allied to us in our concern for injuries. And again, it's not about converting them to our viewpoint fully, but it's about acknowledging the danger. And once you got that, you now have a way to promote the idea of legal, lawful exemptions instead of removal of them.
Yeah, and there's a full spectrum of choices. You know, I personally have a very one-sided opinion on the issue, having researched it for years and years and years. But my professional position on the issue is that we need to have the right to make an informed choice. And you're going to see people within when there are situations where that choice is available, you see a full spectrum from no vaccines, all vaccines, some vaccines, delayed vaccines.
Right.
And while I have a personal opinion about what I think is probably best for me and my family, and maybe even for most other people, I'm not about imposing that on anyone. I'm about choice. Because, you know, it would just be the flip side of the same issue.
Exactly. We become as them in a different agenda, if you will. But
right.
No. Again, our argument has been always for freedom, even if I have a strong personal belief or conviction about them. But the methods here, we're looking at being effective, being efficient. It's not enough to throw a punch, you want it to land. Sorry to use a violent metaphor. But the point is, effectivity, efficacy in terms of communicating this and getting the outcome we desire, which for the most part, some would be to ban vaccines. I recognize that. I've had people on to talk about it, and I respect and appreciate what they're trying to do. But at the same time, the general population is not there. They're not ready, and it may not be the most effective and efficient means. Now, I don't dissuade people from following their bliss if that's their mission. But in terms of convincing a legislator that you're in the right in regards to exemptions, that's probably not the most efficient way to go about it.
Yeah. So, strong recommendations that I hold and that I hear from some very experienced activists that I've had the pleasure and honor of working with in recent weeks and over the years. And one is, if it's at all possible, you schedule a face-to-face meeting with your legislator, because they get tons of emails and letters, and they may or may not ever actually see it or have time to respond. I have written to state officials in my state here, North Carolina, and never gotten anything. Sometimes I get no response at all, and other times I get a form letter, which is clear that they had, which didn't respond in any way whatsoever to the information I sent.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can get a face-to-face meeting, even if it's for 10 or 15 minutes, you know they're going to hear you.
All right. We got some more insight from Alan Phillips. This has become quite a special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show here. And take notes. If you haven't, go back and re-listen. We're going to get into some more of the things that are very practical to help you succeed in preventing the state you're in from removing those exemptions, religious, philosophical, or otherwise, to vaccinations. We'll be right back.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Robots, and the best part is I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising Revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, we're down to the brass tacks, the basics. What do I do? How do I put all this information together with Alan Phillips? Face-to-face meetings, very important. We're talking strategy now. We've got a few minutes left with you, Alan. I want to let out what you can.
All right, let me see if I can boil it down to the critical points here. Face-to-face meeting if you can, telephone if you can't, talk to an aide if you can't, do either of the others. Get a live human being if possible, in person or by phone. Have a bullet point list of facts. You know, I have lots of resources on my website that anyone is welcome to take and use as is or borrow from. Oh, yes. Or modify. This is vaccinerights.com, and at the top left of the homepage is a link, a text link that says Legislative Projects. So go to the Legislative Projects page, and there's a bullet point list of different things I've written for different states or what have you, and feel free, you know, beg, borrow, steal, whatever you want there. It's there for anyone to use in any way that's going to help them. And I'm here as a resource for anyone to reach out to if they want assistance. But in person, if you can, bullet point list of critical facts, the key facts, because we don't have to convert them. We just have to open the door. That's all we're looking to do here, and that's all you need to do. And for me, really, I've gotten, in my own thinking, Robert, where it boils down to really kind of three key points. One, 90 to 95% of the mortality decline from these diseases in the 1900s preceded the introduction of the vaccines. They are not the reason we have low death rates from infectious diseases. Point two, vaccines kill more people than the diseases do. And this, you can point to mainstream sources, the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, statistical payouts, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, which is not confirmed injuries and deaths. But when you tie these, the data from these to the reality that even people in the CDC and FDA have acknowledged that 90 to 99% of these serious adverse events never even get reported. The truth is we have no clue what the scope, real scope of vaccine injury and death is. And the third point for me is simply the well-documented corruption. You know, we have billion-dollar criminal fines and commonly $100 million criminal fines. Do you think an industry that would commit a billion-dollar crime would think twice about lying to the media, to the public, or to legislators? And we need to ask that question to our legislators after explaining, showing them the data. And I've got, again, these are in my documents on my website. Feel free to go there and then copy or whatever. So I think that's what it is. And what I want to say after saying those three facts to a legislator, I want to ask them a question. Now, are you going to vote to further the pharmaceutical corruption, or are you going to vote to protect your constituents from the pharmaceutical corruption? And that can be a hard question for legislators, as obvious as it sounds to us, because a lot of funding for legislative campaigns comes from the pharmaceutical industry.
Right.
So some of these people are bought and paid for. Whatever you say, you're not going to get through. And then when you figure out you've got one of those people, okay, you let go and you move on to the next person, because we're not going to get them all. But you know what? A majority doesn't require everyone.
Right.
So that's really sort of the really quick thumbnail sketch there on the legislative process from my point of view. As far as exemptions, you got to figure out what law applies to your situation, and if there's a procedure, there not always isn't always, but if there's a procedure attached to that, do exactly what it says, nothing more, nothing less.
I've done that over the years in Georgia and in Florida. I went right to the state constitution, and I saw, you know, wherever it was in the regulations, whatever, and it just said it, just do it.
Right.
And it's easy. You don't necessarily need legal support in that regard, but sometimes people overcomplicate it. Listen, the force is strong with you, Obi-Wan Phillips. I love what you present here, and you know, not only do you have a great mind and knowledge on the subject matter, you got a great heart in helping people out. The sincerity is just oozing from your pores, and you know, we're here at Autism One as we wanted to bring out a lot of information, not just on a physical healing basis, but the legal support, the lawful concepts as well, of preventing any more of these kids to be harmed this way. And, of course, you know, I like to open up the pathways for those who have been harmed. If we can at all reduce the harm and reverse the damage and injury, I want to do that. But we've got to stop it, and this is one way with what you're doing, Alan.
Well, I really appreciate the acknowledgement, Robert. Of course, it's mutual. You know, you're doing what you're doing, not only with a lot of intellect and intelligence and inside information, but a heart as big as they come as well. And I just, it's a real pleasure and honor to be here with you.
Well, I appreciate you, Alan. Listen to Alan's show Monday evenings right after my show. He's up on Blog Talk Radio, Vaccine Agenda. The Vaccine Agenda is what it's called. We're here at the Robert Scott Bell Show 6 days a week, 2 hours a day through Natural News Radio or syndicator GCN. Also heard around the world on UK Health Radio, Epic Times, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and more. We can't keep up with it all, but we are happy to remind you this very cogent fact. At least I perceive it as a fact. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
It's been July.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.